New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Welcome back to Vanderpodcalypse Now. It's season 11. It's episode 17. It is reunion part two. And we have a very special guest today that I'm very excited to introduce. We've talked about Vanderpump at length, but I've known her pretty much my whole life. We are cousins once removed.
Is that something like that?
Right?
Might be more removed after this, though, if you guys don't agree.
No. It's true. Vanderpump's a big, it brings people together.
It's a
joiner.
I think we're second cousins.
Yeah, second cousins, yeah. Right?
You guys can marry.
In my eyes. Your dad and my mom are first cousins.
Yes.
So
yes.
Whatever.
And it was always very fun coming here from Wisconsin, right, hanging out. Now I live here and we are both producers, creative people, right, in the city. Arielle Spiegel here with us today. And she has many opinions on Vanderpump Rules. And I just discovered that you watch the show. And when I do that, especially with family.
Yeah. It's very exciting.
It's very exciting. Yeah. Especially because I will vent and emote to anyone who will listen. And since you
and
enjoy
I will
it,
listen. I will listen. It. And I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my God. Very, very excited. Well, first, I want to ask you how you got into Vanderpump Rules.
I started watching Vanderpump from the jump. I mean, I was always a Bravo fan. My mom is a Bravo fan. She mm-hmm. has watched Vanderpump from the jump. She is in her 70s and has a lot of opinions as well. As we've discussed, it brings people together. Mm-hmm, it bonds my mother and I. It's great. So, yeah, I started watching Bravo really, really early on. And I was watching Housewives. And so I remember that episode spinoff where Sheena walks away from that conversation and walks into Sir, and I have watched every season since.
You walked right next to her and you never looked back.
I never did. Yeah.
I love it. My mom, who you know, not familiar into Bravo at all. You're familiar with her. Not into Bravo at all. So I also love that your mom was just like, you're like in utero and your mom's like, you're watching this with
oh
me.
Yeah.
My mom's an HGTV person. She only really likes house flipping shows. That's her reality.
I really can't.
She loves a real estate based show.
That's good. Yeah. I can't really relate as much. I need like deep psychological trauma. I don't need like
drywall.
Exactly. My mom likes to say that she feels like on all of these shows you're sort of watching a society or a culture that you might not necessarily know, but you're mm-hmm. you're almost like you're viewing it as an observer, and she yeah. really enjoys that. So
yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I felt when Jersey Shore came out,
mm-hmm,
because I had never been exposed to even close right. to that culture, and I was like, "Who are these?"
I grew
people?
Up on the Jersey Shore.
You are one.
I am one of those.
Yeah,
I am
so
one
you
of
felt
those.
At home.
Yeah.
I was like, finally,
comfort to you.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So I totally empathize with that, and I feel like this was that way too. And I moved here around the time that the show started, maybe a couple of years before. Mm. So it was also like a very yeah. like kind of lightning in the bottle moment, like the statement necklaces and like the different yep. parts of Hollywood, West Hollywood.
Totally.
I know. And I have to say before we get started too, that today is a historic day in Vanderpump history.
It is indeed.
Something About Her has officially opened. Not a soft launch, mm-hmm. not a menu drop. The official restaurant is open for business.
We didn't get a chance. We were going to cruise by there today.
We were going
to
cruise.
We had a lot of recording to do
yeah,
for
we had
Ghost
a lot
Town.
Of work
and
to do.
Yeah, we had work to do.
We had podcasting.
That is work.
It pays no bills.
No. Pays no bill. Maybe in the 1800s it would have paid a
yeah,
few bills.
Yeah, a couple pennies, please.
But we didn't get a chance to go by and so, but we will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
I had the thought of driving by, but I wanted to make sure that I prepped for you all
Thank,
today.
I mean, so you're so
I came again, ready.
A producer through and through. You're yep. like, I got to make sure I'm on this
yeah.
thing. But I was also thinking that we could go to down there at some point too.
Yeah.
Because the last time we hung out was at Jax's.
Yeah.
And it was
That was my first visit, not yours. And it was your brother's. Best. Was it your brother's first?
I think it was his too. My brother also
Yes, he hadn't Vanderpump. Been there. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it was very exciting.
It's a real family bonding moment.
It really was. Yeah. Right, sitting above the Jax and Tom Schwartz photo.
Photo. Mm-hmm.
Maybe
eating meemaw's cheese.
That's right.
Yeah,
the beer cheese, which was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's delicious. Velveeta. It's great.
Give me a tub of cheese. Yeah. Give me a bucket of cheese.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think like this reunion, part one. Again, it's one. We're rolling into
right.
it. We talked about the last time on the podcast. Two, I feel like is I felt good about it. I felt
me too.
There was a lot of like talking over each other, which I feel like is always a good sign.
Yeah. You know? Andy not stopping it, which is very out of character for him.
And almost no Lisa. Like Lisa, it's interesting. I feel like she's.
Yeah, Nana was asleep during most of it.
I was going to say the exact same thing. I'm sorry. I just snapped into the microphone.
No,
I literally wrote in my notes, I think Nana woke up here. And in my notes, I also have highlighted each time she speaks, because it's only about like eight times. And I kind of just want to like read the script at the end of like what Nana.
Absolutely. We need a Lisa check-in for how many times she pipes up. She stirs in her seat.
She doesn't really work with them. She's just kind of like an oracle, like the Matrix that they sometimes go to.
Yeah.
I want to say she's like the Greek chorus, but she's not even that.
She doesn't even reflect.
I don't know what's happening.
No one does.
No.
It's like you're in Lake Tahoe somewhere, you know, mentally and emotionally, I think.
Yeah. I'm okay with it, though.
Yeah. Honestly, the less Lisa, the better.
Honestly.
We have enough to talk about.
It's true.
You know, we've got Joe. We've got Allie. We've got tons of stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're back at Avenue 6. Lala and Katie are still arguing whether Katie is the same person that she was on camera as off. And she says that Katie says that I'm not going to say these things because I've invested a lot of money and time into the sandwich shop, and says that we get this again. The Lala saying something about her is nothing about her. Mm-hmm. You don't got a business. And I was like, all right. I was like, did you say it the way you said it in your mirror all the time?
Right.
Right.
You think she preps in like a trailer?
She's like, something about her, nothing about her.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, no, something about her, nothing about her. Yeah. And she's like, no, that's good, Lala. That's good. That's good.
And like, right now, you don't got a business.
You don't she got said. A business. Yeah.
She's, you know, digging deep into her inner Tupac.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she believes she's Tupac reincarnated. You've discussed
this. 2018. I know.
Yeah.
I thought it was amazing. But also, I want to know how your feelings, I think, are different. We differ on our opinions of not a lot. Sorry. I am stumbling over my words. We differ on our opinions of Lala, and I want to hear how your opinion of Lala is stayed the same, changed throughout this.
Yeah, it's shifted.
It's shifted.
And there was a lot of conversation in my Vanderpump Rules group last night, because I kind of wanted to poll them, because some people felt, as I have expressed to you, like throughout the season, and I think if you're just watching the season, okay, yeah, like Lala is sort of making sense. And, you know, as I said to you, like, you want to give people room for growth, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you said something 4 seasons ago and you were an asshole 4 seasons ago, and you're saying something different now, like, we want people to grow. We want people to change. I'm not going to hold that against you. It's getting, especially in this episode, it's getting really, really difficult for me. I still think she has some good points, but it's getting a little harder for me to defend her. So I'm starting to drift over to your dark camp, and we will can talk about that as
you become rotted inside.
I think as the episode goes on, she is a little less, like, deeper into the reunion part two. Mm-hmm. She's a little less narrator or all those other things, kind of like, in the very beginning, it was very top heavy with her. But I feel like as the conversation shifted, like, her little chime-ins were a little less like, you know, I'm the narrator. It was more like, I was like, okay, you're making some decent commentary.
Yeah.
I'm just going to, you know, again, I'm not, I feel like she's not the narrator and shouldn't be, and has some terrible takes. But as the episode went on, I was like she was a little more what I used to like more about her.
I want to say that too. I think this episode specifically, she was calling shit out, and I was like, I do agree with that.
Right.
So I think my like hard anti-Lala stance has kind of shifted too, because she said things where I'm like, yes, of course that.
Right.
And like, especially with like some of the later stuff, I think she was chiming in a way that I was like, yes. And also, you know, Katie, I have got to see this DM. Like, I need to see what it said. You know, I'm sure it was horrific, and I'm sure Lala is right in calling it out, you know?
See, this is the issue, I think, with Lala, and we'll get into it as we go a little bit, but her ability to like make some sense, be a chorus, like that, she's great at that. The problem that I'm seeing with Lala, and I think this is like your issue and a lot of people's issues, is where she gets very like militant about like, no, these are the rules, this mm-hmm. is how it is, where it doesn't apply to her.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I think the biggest problem that you see in this season is there's the people that are living their real life and the show and have a little more separation mm-hmm. in the two. And then there's people that have just completely blended that together and can't tell up from down. And I think Lala and Sheena sort of fall into that camp right now. Mm-hmm. They're very scared. They need this job. They love this job. This has been their thing. But then Lala's sitting there saying, like, will you talk to me about this? Why aren't you talking about it on camera? And Katie's just kind of like, because I'm just fucking over it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry that you want to talk about it. I'm sorry that you want to make this a storyline. I'm sorry that you've told the producers, mm-hmm. like, you know, you've given them ideas, because Lala and Sheena are, like, the producer shills this season.
Totally.
I'm sorry, but, like, I just really don't care. And my friendship with my friend over here, Ariana, like, I'm not going to stress her out. It's like, it's not that serious.
Exactly.
I was venting and it's not a storyline. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and Lala doesn't like that because Lala likes to be in control and she's decided you don't get to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's where it's like,
I think when she's saying, like, not that you're, I want you to be more real. I want you to be more reality TV, mm-hmm. like the real and the reality right. TV, not real as a human. Like, why aren't you talking about the thing that happened 7 months ago right. currently, even though you're over it? You should be talking about it in the present tense, when really it's like, do more interesting things for reality TV mm-hmm. so I have a conduit to, like, right. live my life.
She actually is being a real person. Yeah. And she's, yeah. and she's started being person. Consistently what she's been.
Yeah.
And people just don't like that because there's more of a mirror on Sheena and Ariana now. Mm-hmm. And they're still kind of being the most consistent that they've yeah. always been.
Truly.
You know?
Truly. Again, for better or for worse. And then again, so we talk through, and like Lala's truly trying to like push this, like, you're not being real. And then, you know, it doesn't bother Ariana that she said these things on camera, which is something I think Lala maybe banked on that happening. But during all of this, Schwartz and Sheena are off to the side saying the root of all of this is because Katie and Lala got close. And then when Lala and Sheena got close, Katie didn't like that. And Katie wants Lala to hate Sheena. Are we all following that?
Yeah, I was having a little trouble tracking that, but that was sort of what I got. And then, you know, Brock, obviously.
And then this.
Yeah.
Which, again, we've talked about Schwartz and how much I hate Schwartz. Brock. And I wrote a note, do I like Brock? Turns to Schwartz and he says, but you're also the catalyst because you tore away all the confidence that woman ever, from nowhere.
Right.
From like, I was, where did you come from?
And he said it as if like, oh, what a funny thing for me to say, bro.
Yeah, yeah. He had like a weird smile.
Yeah, like, he was like, I'm saving this, I'm putting this in my pocket until right now.
And I don't know, like, I mean, if it was contextual, I'd see it, but I don't think I would just kind of like just randomly throw it out there considering like, what's my bag? Like, what's my bad behavior? Mm-hmm. I was like, you think you've never done that to a woman? Like, you know what I mean? Like, dude, yeah. you got a history yourself.
Oh, horrible.
That's
history.
Why I would not volunteer that unless it was truly contextual or somebody asked me my opinion. He's just like, here's a bad thing about you. It's also about me, but we're not going to talk about it.
Yeah. Remember in part one, too, everyone's like, you're a great dad, Brock. You're an amazing person. Like, pat on the head. And then he all of a sudden, he just puts that, and he's not even done yet. He continues, after the continuing betrayal of your actual marriage, which is grammatically incorrect and doesn't really make sense,
right.
but also true. And then Sheena goes, you are a shitty husband.
And then Schwartz, no, he was not.
No, he wasn't.
What do you mean?
He's like,
Schwartz looks at, when they're talking about him, he's looking as if they're talking about somebody else. Like, he's just like, I'm watching, it looks like he's watching it on TV. And it's like, no, it's you.
Yeah.
You're in the conversation. You're the focus of it.
This
he's
is
like,
the
looking
most
like,
accountable Schwartz has ever yeah, been yeah. held to. Oh my God! I love.
He
like,
honestly
what?
Looked like shell shocked.
I was talking over this part. I was watching with my boyfriend and my friend, and I was like, I like missed this entirely, and everyone's like, no, you have to like go back and watch this.
Yeah, no, it was and also like if you just put it on mute and you just saw the facial expressions, you would never think that this is what like Brock is saying.
Oh, it's like a total disconnect. Yeah. It's so weird.
Yeah.
It was such a beautiful weird. I loved it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was a nice moment.
And I love, okay, even Sandoval is grinning at this too. You really cut to Sandoval and he's like, yeah.
Well, he wasn't really in the hot seat for most of this.
Yeah,
he was a bystander. I think he liked it.
Yeah, oh, he likes it. Also, like, consider this too. And obviously, we all agree Sandoval is horrible, but like, this is his best friend that they're like coming after. And Sandoval's just like, yeah.
He stuck up for him a couple of times, but it was like, dude, your word isn't helpful. I mean, just nothing is helpful.
Yeah. But like, they literally just called Schwartz a bad husband.
Which he was. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Andy asks, where do things stand between Lala and Katie? Lala is not sure. Katie is kind of, she's moved past it. And it's like everything has to be like Lala's verbiage or nothing. But she does say, Lala does say, we're always on the up. Katie is like, mm-mm.
Well, she says, we are where we always are. We're always on the up. And then Andy's like, okay, well, she looks kind of pissed. Mm-hmm. And then Lala's like, well, that's just her. Like, yeah. Well, Kisa, you like said we're good. And then you turn around and you like slap her.
It's wild. And Katie just has, Katie really just has a permanent eye roll this whole episode.
Yeah.
Also, anytime you kind of challenge Lala, like kind of saying, hey, you're being somewhat hypocritical, or why is it that's different rules for us? She looks and she's just like, am I crazy? Like, she just deflects as if, like, people are speaking a different language.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you're getting called out on something. And instead of saying, you know what? Yeah, I set a different standard for myself and that's my jam.
Yeah.
She's just like, what? Who? What? And she talked about gaslighting. She also is a gaslighter.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Am I crazy? Like that kind of stuff. Like looking around. Like, no, we hear it's normal conversations.
And she's never going to get it because they all live by whatever like their individual codes are. And that's the problem here, right? It's like Lala's like, well, you're supposed to come and you're supposed to create story. Yeah. And if I lay down a story, you're supposed to pick it up. Why all of a sudden am I laying down a story that we've been doing this for years and you're like looking at me like I'm crazy? And it's like, no, Lala, she just wasn't going to give you that story. Maybe Katie's been a pushover in the past. Maybe people have always been there for that. Like, this was a complicated season. This is a few months after something serious happened, something traumatic happened to a friend, and they're dealing with a reality show and the reality of the situation.
Yeah.
And that's really probably what happened, which is why eventually they have to break the fourth wall, which they should have done sooner. But that's really what's happening. And like, so it's never going to make sense to Lala. And Lala's always going to think she's in the right because she's like, I'm doing my job and you're not. And I think they're like, well, we're also being human.
Yeah.
And therein lies the problem.
You're taking food out of her child's mouth.
Yeah.
Anytime you don't pick up on this horrible story about yourself, you're taking food away.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, where do we go from here, Lala? You know? Anyway, Andy switches gears. He talks about the Schwartz-Sheena-Kit kiss, which of course is like not that much. Katie, big eye roll here. Big eye roll. But the best part about this fairly boring interlude segment, I guess, is that this all happened. So Katie and Schwartz kissed at, Sheena and Schwartz kissed. I missed it. At Sheena's little sister's cheerleading
Which is so, it's such a it's like, weird.
Why did you invite Schwartz to that?
Yeah.
Why was he here? Ariana was there, I get it. You guys, like, best friends and, like, whatever. You guys were, like, got fucked up in a hotel room and, like, whatever. But, like, why is Schwartz there?
Well, I think she said that because Ariana was there, Sandoval came. Because that was when they were first kind of, like, starting. Mm-hmm. And so Schwartz came along with. So I think it was more like, hey, we're in Vegas for the cheerleading competition.
Exactly. Let's just, like,
when we break from that, do you want to hang?
You guys all want to make out.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Also, we never talk about, like... Like, really, Ariana does a ton of making out, like, rogue makeout. Like,
really?
Everyone, there's so many rogue makeouts. It's not really just Schwartz.
Right.
I'm not defending Schwartz by any means, but, like, he talks about him being, like, a sloppy, like, makeout dude. I was like, they're all fucking making out. I don't know. It doesn't even count.
That's
anymore.
What made the show kind of fun.
Count?
Like, I feel like the rules, you get older and you get into, like, you know, married and relationships and then things change, but I feel like the Vanderpump of, like, the 2014s is different than that. Like, where that was fun. That was made the show fun. Now it's like, is there a baby? Who's the new babysitter?
Exactly. Or it's like, if there's a free hotel room in the Vanderpump world circa 2010, 2013, whatever, they're like, free hotel room? We'll be there. The whole cast will be there.
Right.
Is there alcohol? Is there a mini bar?
Rooftop?
It's like, we will be there in our tiny...
They
like,
love a rooftop, man.
They do. They do. Bury them on a rooftop somewhere.
Also, please don't skip over that this is also the first moment we hear from Lisa.
I would never.
Okay. That's the first Lisa check-in.
This is our first one.
I don't have any notes.
Yeah.
You might have to stop us all when Lisa talks.
Yeah. So Nana wakes up here. Did you kiss each other or did he kiss you?
Yeah. She wants to know who started this.
Yeah.
Who the fuck started
She's
this?
She's coming with the hard hitting questions.
Who kissed you?
Did you kiss each other?
Exactly.
Right.
Who did that to that?
Right.
Who
in charge here?
Did they? I don't even know if they. wait. And then there's one Lisa line that I have later. But it's funny. She wants to know that because we think that Schwartz started it, right? We think that Schwartz got Blackout and made a move.
Of course.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah.
And then we talk about other things. I mean, Sheena says that this all came out because she didn't want to hurt Katie. It was no big deal. I'm sure, you know, obviously a lot
happened.
She says,
I forgot bullshit. Like, these people, have...
They know everything.
Yeah, they have a little diary
she
of everything.
She tracks people on her phone.
Yeah, please.
Of course she remembers.
You didn't forget.
She's got a burn book somewhere.
Like,
you know she does.
It's okay you didn't say anything, but please don't, like...
Yeah, don't pretend. Don't bullshit us.
Come correct.
I know, exactly. And we know. I mean, we are encyclopedias of this show,
too. Please, stop it.
Then we talk about other, like Sheena and James. Season 4 or 5, James made a move on Sheena at Sir while he was DJing.
Sheena names all the ways everyone has ever come out on her.
I know. Which, like, she knows to a T.
They're all flirts, right? I mean, they're all flirts. Yeah, I'm sure the dudes are probably the ones that are kind of facilitating all this. But I think Sheena enjoys... kind of being appreciated, mm-hmm. too. You know what I mean?
Sheena loves the attention. I mean, like, I hate to be like that, but, like, I was like, Sheena loves attention.
They've been partying since their 20s.
I know.
Like, of course. They've
and there's kind of nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
No.
And Sheena's hot, so I get it. You know what I mean? Like, whatever.
I mean, it's hard to... For me, it's hard to sexualize Sheena in any way. Like, she just seems like such a strange, like, alien, like a corny alien that we all, like, love and cherish. But yeah, I mean, she's like a young in, you know, fucking entertainment industry, like at this restaurant that's horrible, you know. The Sandoval one too, where they were at a hotel room. Yeah, at the Upfront.
As previously mentioned.
Exactly. Free hotel room.
Right.
They're all there. But he was saying how Kristen wasn't having sex with him, and Sheena was like, are you coming on to me? And it's like, absolutely he was, right?
Right.
You know? And this is another Lisa wake up, which is maybe my favorite. But again, I think it's maybe the only other note that I have about it. She says, did you use condom?
Did you use condom?
There's no article before condom. It's, no. Did you use condom?
And what was his response?
His response was, and I had to rewind this no less than 3 times to get, and I was like, you are such a fucking old-ass motherfucker.
Yeah.
I was like, you've never sounded older and weirder. Yeah. I woke up with lockjaw and shit out a condom 2 weeks later.
Was that kind of being like I had a homosexual experience?
Yeah, or like, did I give head and then get like an ass fucking?
Like, it almost sounds like it's like trying to be like flipping.
Sheena did this to you?
Yeah, I don't understand.
No,
like,
no,
what?
He was making like, oh, he did it to make Andy laugh, which it absolutely worked.
Yeah.
Because from what I understand, this was a big discussion in my group, was that Andy loves him. Love Sandoval.
Oh, God.
And so he's like playing, you know, like he says like the shocking things. Hey. And that's why, like, Andy was like, that gave him a good chuckle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Sandoval knows what he's talking about then.
He knows how to play it.
I thought it was a corny.
I was like,
stop talking.
Yeah. I was like, what is happening? But I think that's really interesting where it's like, oh, we're going to play to Andy a little bit during this. And now I have to like look on the rest of the, I feel like I have to watch the reunion from that lens a little bit now.
Mm-hmm.
How, like, Sandoval is fighting for his job with stuff like this, lines like that. And then, here's another Lisa. What did he say?
go to sleep, Nana. Which is basically what Andy says to her.
Exactly. Don't even worry about it.
You don't want to hear what he said. And then there's this shot of Lisa just kind of looking up towards the lights. Looking. I swear to God, it's basically Andy saying, go to sleep, Nana. Just don't worry about it.
Okay. Just come on. We got to talk about Katie and Max now. Apparently, it was not a one-time thing. And Schwartz loves this, obviously, because mm-hmm. he wants to, you know, feel better about himself, which is what she called out.
Yeah.
And, you know, Katie's being coy about it, which I'm like, okay. But again, you're really... Someone in this cast... Who's fucking someone else in this kind of cast or in the periphery? I was like, you need to just give us all the details. Like,
this is what the show should have. It shouldn't be like this throwaway thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And then we cut to more babysitter stuff. Like, this should be the thing. Also, I really don't think, like, Schwartz doesn't, it doesn't affect him in the same way it doesn't affect us that they had sex.
Yeah.
Like, we're not kind of like, oh, we're hurt by it. He doesn't, he's like divorced from that, I feel like. There's just nothing, he doesn't care.
Yeah. He only cares in terms of like how it makes him look or feel better, exactly. Which is basically what she calls him on. Like, it doesn't make the fact that the cheating that you did didn't hurt any less.
Yeah.
You know, you just feel vindicated.
Yeah. And he's not hurt by it.
No. He loves it. I mean, he loves it.
He says, I think I manifested this.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is a weird thing to want to manifest.
We're the same.
Now,
Bubba.
I will say in the extended version, Andy does ask her, you know, last year you were very specific about like not going in the friend group. So like, how does this... isn't that kind of the same thing?
Yeah.
And she sort of goes on a whole thing like, but at the time we were trying to figure out how to be friends. Mm-hmm. And we had said, okay, let's kind of agree to do this. And he just sort of disregarded me and that as he did pretty much their entire relationship.
Truly. Like, who's surprised, you know?
Yeah.
It makes total sense. And the fact that, like, again, I think she had right to, like, rub it more in his face, if we're being honest. Like, God, it was so... especially... and we've talked about this before, to waste his rule break on a bad kiss with Raquel last season, I was like, you might as well have just had sex with someone.
He probably did, though. You know what I mean? Let's make the connect. I mean...
but, like...
I know.
As overtly, like, cornily and, like, sweatily as he did that whole fucking...
Well, let's be clear. He wasted his rule break on a storyline.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Right? Like, because that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's like, did he get... I mean, again, I don't really think of Schwartz as a sexual person either. I was like, you're probably very bad in bed. And like, I don't think your dick usually works, honestly, because you're blackout most of the time. But I was like, all right, if you get the same satisfaction from that, like maybe it was worth it. Maybe it did kind of keep you in the mix. What else do we have? Then Lisa brought everyone to Tahoe and she makes a pitch for Andy to be there at the opening. He will not be there. Like, that's in as much as he said he will not be there.
Well, I just want to say in Andy's intro, because once again, we have to mention the penis flute.
Because
God forbid we let a moment go by.
The penis flute is the Burbank Airport.
It's just like,
let it fucking go.
Yeah. So that in his intro, he says, but this group couldn't be put together as easily as Sandoval's penis. Dear God, help us.
I know. Enough. We don't care.
And Nana says, are you going to be there? And it's like silence.
It's a deafening silence.
And he's
silence.
Like, April 18th.
She's plugging it. She's working.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He will not be there. And I don't think he was there. I don't know. I didn't see pictures of him there. But we talk about Schwartz inviting everyone to Tahoe and the queen of the group comment and how, oh God, Schwartz, he said, it's not a redemption trip, but I just wanted him to be reinstilled with some humanity. I was like, I don't know. He hasn't been dehumanized.
Actually, he said, I just wanted him to be instilled with some humanity.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
Humanity installation.
Yeah, installation. I mean, like, he never had it before. He's not in a place where he, like, has a lot of people who are jockeying for him to be around and on the show.
And also, can you shut the fuck up? You wanted it to be his redemption trip.
Yeah,
Totally. Stop it right now.
When asked about her ego, Ariana says, Crazy Schwartz is the only one who said, not like Crazy Schwartz, but like Crazy Schwartz is the only one who said that.
Right.
Until later, you'll find out. But I think we do cut away to Lala at that point. And they talk about, Katie was like, well, you know, they think that because you're not crying in the fetal position, that you are somehow, your ego's unchecked or something. And she's like, I do cry in the fetal position, just like in private. It's part of my like separation of this stuff. And again, I think Ariana's like answering is like very like real and eloquently.
Right. This is the interesting thing that I've been like taken by, because I don't think you guys feel this way. I certainly haven't felt that way, that, like, Ariana is being egotistical, right? Or
I was expecting that she could be, and it couldn't be further from the truth.
Right,
and
yeah.
She was it was the best move, and it makes her more endearing. Mm-hmm. Even though, you know, when we're watching the show and we talk about this, it's so much time has passed. But when the show is happening, it's only a few months. And it's just like, give her a break. But I think we're kind of like thinking, but we have all this hindsight, so we're watching it through that lens. Mm-hmm. You can't really do that. But even now at the reunion is still, like I said, I feel like she knows. She's like, she's like, I'm already above this sort mm-hmm. of. And that probably eats people up that she's not, like, wavering from that.
Mm-hmm. No, this is, like, the interesting thing you start to see, like, in society in general, right? Like, everyone rallies, and then it's sort of like, and you see it within the cast, but mm-hmm. if you're not performing the way people feel as if you should, mm-hmm. then suddenly, like, all bets are off, right? And so I was trying to understand, like, for the people out there, like, who feel like, well, Ariana, yeah, she's kind of gotten a little bit of a complex, because I certainly don't feel like that. You guys haven't. Mm-hmm. Tried to sort of ask some of the people in my viewing group. And I think some people have felt like I've gotten a little on the train, like, well, she shouldn't have done the season or done whatever, which I disagree with. Again, if it's me, it's 3 months later. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I'm not leaving the fucking house. Fuck you. Yeah. I'm not giving you the show. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be pushed into filming with you. And P.S., she did film with him.
Yeah.
She gave all the viewers that moment of, like, one-on-one, I don't fucking give a fuck about Raquel moment. Yeah. She filmed with him at the pool. She filmed with him at the beach. Like, I'm not really sure what people want. I think they're falling a little bit into the Lala camp of, like, she should be doing more. She should just go. And it's like, well, it's not really like your choice to make that. Yeah. But I didn't quite understand the mindset, you know, for people who are listening and are like, yeah, like, I think she's gotten a little bit of a complex. I just, I think she has every right to be there. It's been 3 months at this point.
I know.
You
and
know?
I think what LaKendra, another prior guest of ours, said, she's like, yeah, this would be like a true crime show if it were me. Like, I would be murdering this guy. Like, I would be out of my goddamn mind. And she's, I mean, is it just like a little bit of everyone knows that she's getting too big for the show and she's booking these things and everyone's kind of like,
that's not her fault. She's not, it's not her. But they know.
She's done it with Grace, by the way.
Yeah.
But I think that eats them up.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, come on, be this bad so we have something to latch on. It's like, oh, yeah, she's successful. She's successful, but she's really shitty about it.
But even viewers, too, who've been watching this thing for, you know, 11 seasons, at this point, where they're like, you know, all these people are not too good for this show. You know, it's fun to see these people, like, struggle, and, like, when Sheena goes to, like, a, you know, a Power Ranger audition, or, like, when they go to their shitty modeling castings, like, we want to see them kind of, like, down and out and not succeeding, because that's part of, like, the show's grit and kind of its fucked up, you know, endearing process. But
I also think the other cast members are pissed, because the bottom line is, Ariana was always a second character. She never really wanted to be there.
Yeah.
She was Tom Sandoval's girlfriend. That's how she got there. Mm-hmm. She kind of was always like, all right, I'll fucking do it.
Yeah.
You know, like, cool, it's my group. I'm getting paid. Why am I going to say no? Mm-hmm. But she was never, like, pushing the show. And then you've got, like, the Sheenas and the Lalas that are like, I've been here showing up.
Yeah.
Fuck you for getting all of this when you haven't done anything.
Yeah.
It's like, that's just how the chips fell. I don't know what to tell you.
She didn't ask for that.
Yeah.
So, and here she is, and y'all are jealous.
Well, also, Lala was probably thinking, like, oh, I got burned in my relationship. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be the Ariana. Like, I'm going to be the Ariana.
And why was it die?
Two totally different situations for everyone knows a million reasons. And she's probably like, again, she like hit that nitrous that I mentioned that, like that Fast and Furious nitrous, and she didn't win the race from it. And she's like, I already pressed the button. Now what do I do?
And she might not have even thought that at the time when like she broke up. But now in retrospect, when she's seeing like, well, Ariana's getting all this shit, I didn't get shit.
Yeah.
Like no one came to my aid. No one cared.
It's well, like, she said, she's like, stay away from she put up walls. Instead, she's like, I should have explored. Like, why didn't I weaponize my child? I don't know, whatever. Why didn't I weaponize my whatever? But maybe it wouldn't work, though. Maybe it won't because it's not organic. I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't work because it's not organic in that sense. Because Ariana wasn't thinking like, oh, I can't wait to exploit my misery right now.
Yeah. No, exactly. Right. But I think there's a lot of like after the fact discourse, especially this one about the dogs, about like, you know, James and Allie's treatment of like them getting together quickly after Raquel. You know, like,
there's a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking going
exactly,
on.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm kind of here
not
for
us,
it.
We're not doing that, though.
Not at all. We would never. No. We would never.
It's just everything I love to do.
Andy asked Ariana if watching Sheena made her empathize with Sheena, and Sheena interjects, says she didn't watch. She didn't watch. We got Sheena, of course, very angry that Ariana didn't watch, and Ariana says, I lived it.
Right.
I was like, you already sold your friend out. Like, it's coming. Just wait for it. Ariana says Sheena's feelings are valid, but she's not the person to go to. She talks very eloquently about that. Sheena wanted Ariana to know that she's still there, but that she misspeaks a lot. And Ariana's like, me too, girl. And Sandoval's like, me too. Yeah. Oh my God. So
I totally have that in my notes. I literally wrote, ha, 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 ha.
Exactly. Oh my God. Andy calls out, and here's where we get into like the boundary stuff. Andy calls out Lala for creating a firm boundary around her and Randall, and how maybe it was hypocritical that she didn't uphold Ariana and Tom's boundaries. And this is where, again, Lala like really unravels here. And she's like, it was different with me because I had a kid. I had all this litigation. You know, there was a lot of...
Sheena pipes in with watch the Hulu doc and read the LA Times article. Thanks, Sheena.
Thank you, Sheena. We're here in Lala Land right now where we can't leave it unless it's her rules. And Katie's like, Ariana's allowed to have boundaries too. And Lala says, this is where I get confused.
See, why? That's the thing. Like, why? How? Nobody can have boundaries. Like, everybody, anybody has harmed you. If you are childless, can live with the person that tried to murder you.
Exactly.
In her thing. She's like, if you don't have a kid, it's okay.
Yeah. You get to be abused. Exactly. And I mean, I get it too. I do not think it's healthy that they lived in the house together. You know, I think it's very bad and like gross and stressful and stressed me out just watching it.
Sure.
But also like Ariana says, she's like, you don't have to understand it. You just have to respect it like I respected you.
Right.
And Lala does not like that answer. It's really making her look stupid.
Yeah, she's like, that makes sense. Let me act like you're insane.
Well, also, I would like to cue in this moment right here. I would like to go back to the episode of Lala saying to Katie, you don't have to understand my life and my choices. You don't have to understand it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like, when she was in that pattern dress and that hat and the dive bar. Mm-hmm. They were at Foxfire in the Valley. Do you know that scene where they're... This season, right?
No, but I mean, we're obviously going to go now.
Yeah, of course. Foxfire is great. They film a lot of stuff there. But I was like, what are these like hot reality women doing at this tiny dive bar that opens at 6 a.m.? I don't know.
Yeah, if you're a parent, I don't it's not for you to know. If you're not a parent, you must open everything up and just be in any horrible situation we would like you to be in because you are not a parent.
I mean, here's where it really breaks down to Sheena and Lala. They are shitty friends. And they're shitty friends because they want to be friends based on their condition, not based on what their friend actually needs.
Yeah.
So as Katie says, like, everything you're saying, Lala, like, that's fine. Like, what you're saying totally makes sense. You've got the kid. You're doing a custody battle. Cool. Mm-hmm. But why can't she have the boundaries that she has? Yeah. And Lala's perspective is like, no, but my issue is that she won't film, but she's willing to like stay under a roof with him. Okay, cool. Yeah. But also, like, I moved out. I didn't do that. Everything's like, everybody wants to constantly be like, well, if it can make sense to like what I did, that means that like it's not okay.
Yeah.
And that's just not like how life works. Also, she has how much money sunk into that house? Like, I would also be like, I'm not fucking leaving and leaving this house that I have so much money tied up into. Like, why am I gonna leave?
Yeah.
You cheated on me. I'm gonna leave. And, you know, Lala is so busy counting her money. You don't know how it's coming in, where it's coming in, how much of her money's locked up, how much money she have.
What business?
Like, stop it.
I know.
Just because it doesn't make sense to you doesn't mean that what she's doing is wrong. And they don't seem to be able to grasp this concept. Mm-mm. And they're shitty friends. They're shitty friends because I have plenty of friends where I can look at it and say, I don't really get it, but I know that that's what she needs. So I'm just going to give it to her. It's not mine to question. As a friend, I'm just going to give you what you need unless it causes me discomfort. But anyway. Exactly.
Or do you think Lala does get it, but she is like, I need to keep pushing this because I need to be right and I need to make sure that
I need to keep speaking.
I don't think she takes the time to try and get it. I really don't. Because if she really like sat down and was like, doesn't really matter. Like, this is what she needs. But she can't because she has too much of her own vested interest and her own financial interest in that decision.
And that's why she brings up this conflict last season, where
Lisa did wake up right here for a minute. And you're living in the same house.
She's like, well, just live in one of your other seven ones. You know what I mean? Like, I have eight. Just live in one of them.
When Lala's going off, you just kind of hear, and you're living in the same house.
Okay.
And then that's it.
Yeah,
and then she's back to sleep.
You know what's interesting? You brought up the Hulu documentary.
Sheena did.
Well, I mean, you brought it up in this podcast. Via Sheena.
I'm a conduit of Sheena.
But do you think she was like, oh, I'm saving this, a lot of this juice for this Hulu documentary. Do you think there was a thing where she's like, ah, this Hulu documentary, that's going to be the thing that kind of, and it, I forgot about the Hulu documentary until you just mentioned it just now.
Yeah. I mean, I watched, it was very,
it was, yeah.
It was, I mean, it was like, are any of us surprised that he abused literally everyone around him?
Yeah. No? I mean, so I wonder if that was a thing where she thought that would be lead to a different thing, not just mm-hmm. more Vanderpump.
Yeah.
I don't know. Interesting. I wonder.
Yeah, I think she probably thought that people in the public would sort of rally around her when the LA Times stuff broke. Mm-hmm. Like she would have like a kind Jane of treatment. Like Me Too moment, mm-hmm. sort of. I think Lala was sort of staying silent for fear of like being sued, and she was dealing with the custody mm-hmm. battle, so she wasn't going to like talk about it. But I think she probably thought like, well, why didn't people rally around me? I was with a monster. Mm-hmm. I think there's probably part of that. I'm not going to speak for her, but I think, I don't know.
Because the Hulu heads didn't care.
They didn't care. But there's so many parallels to Erica Jane and Tom Girardi and their mm-hmm. situation too. Mm-hmm. And again, it was this like line of like, God, Erica Jane is just like so. And again, I don't know if you're listening, if you watch Beverly Hills, a lot of parallels with these two relationships, with Erica Jane wanting to, you know, she's like, I was the victim, I was abused, and what the line was with their relationship and how much she knew.
Right.
And I think it's a similar thing. But again, it's just not very empathetic to a lot of people, and it's not very realistic to a lot of people. Like people can't really tap into that specific space because not a lot of people are like in the space of being, you know, a multi-million dollar person's plus one, you know, like it's just, or like being in a family with someone where, you know, they're like high level, like abuser Hollywood people, you know? So it's hard for people to really rally around you, I think.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion.
Before we go on, let's rally around a break.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
.com.
Oh, yeah. All right. We're back. Mm-hmm. Quick break.
I missed it, but we're here. We're back. So Lala does bring up this old scene from the season before where Charlie is like, hey, Lala, you know, whatever. She like fucked this guy and it was like the wrong guy and whatever. And Ariana doesn't say anything. She kind of laughs at it, right? But then Ariana brings up that they actually had a scene that like they talked it out. Yeah. And Lala's like, but it didn't air. And it's like, you're disputing your whole argument about authenticity around this.
It's like, oh, yeah, you did come correct with me. But it wasn't on television, so it doesn't count as far as content.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's real. That's what Tupac was about.
Right.
So that makes sense. That's where that comes in.
Right.
That's a very Tupac's lyrics.
Ariana says, it didn't air, but you want to act like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And I really do think like this moment sort of like encapsulates everything,
yeah,
right? Like,
because totally.
that's really where, like, the line between all of these people, it's a different line. Katie and Ariana have one line of truth and the show, and I think Lala and Sheena are like, no, I there is no line, it's just me. And it's like, cool, but then you end up manufacturing a lot.
Yeah.
And so for you, the actual moment of like, hey, I take accountability, I should have addressed this, it's as if it doesn't, there is no, you get no points for that.
Mm-mm.
Right? And so like, and I think this is like a big moment for Lala because she thinks, here's my argument. Here's why I lose my shit at the end, because I'm going to make my point here. You're living in the house. You've done this. I've got my gotcha moment. And it's like, you really got nothing. You got nothing. You don't have the gotcha moment. We're going to cut to tape. We're going to see the apology.
I know.
And you're going to talk about how it's not real because it didn't air.
Yeah. It's like
think about that.
You're negating your own worst advocate here for whatever you're trying to prove in the finale. It's like, it's so.
She never cops to it. Like, it's even an opportunity to cop to it. It's like, you know what? You're right. It's always kind of like, she's looking around.
She's like, am I crazy? It's like, I guess.
Because she talks a lot about gaslighting, and she's a gaslighter.
Yeah.
Probably the second biggest gaslighter on the show. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Top three, at least.
Top three, at least.
And look, we've loved her for it. It's made good TV.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, God bless. You're just wrong right now.
Yeah, it's really
like, you're just wrong. Like,
bad luck.
Yeah.
Ariana says, you talk louder than everyone, so you're right. And Lala's like, I'm not raising my voice. And it's like, you've been raising your voice, and volume
is different than kind of what you're saying, raising voices.
They talk about the Sheena arm around Sandoval photo shoot, which is kind of boring.
It was a non-thing then. Is it a thing
not
now?
Not really a thing. And I get that it would make Ariana acknowledges that it made her uncomfortable. But then she said, you know, and Lala explained it to me, and it made more sense to me.
Right.
And it's like, yeah.
I also want to point out something that Sheena says in this moment. Mm-hmm. She says, I think that, you know, talking about how she didn't speak out, Sheena says, I think that's how Ariana's always been. She doesn't want that attention or the headline. And I understood when she said that, but I was getting the attention and headline. So it's like, okay, so on the one hand, you get that, like, Ariana's never been that. You're saying it right here. But on the other hand, like, you're pissed that she's not playing the way you want her to play.
Yeah.
But, like, she's being consistent and you just don't like that very much, you know?
You don't like it at all.
How much do you, with all that said, how much do you think Lala wishes Rachel was back on the show? Probably a million times. I mean, right?
Yeah.
If storylines and content and conflict to keep this thing like burning, she would. I mean, she probably say bring everyone back.
Yeah.
Bring them all back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, have a Royal Rumble in the wrestling.
Yeah,
world.
Yeah, just do
because she could, because she also knows she can like school Rachel, right? Like, she doesn't like that Ariana's the current alpha without having alpha energy.
Yeah.
And that really pisses her off.
Yeah, she does not like that one bit.
Now, I want to say there is a part of the left out stuff that was on the extended edition right here, which is really, really important to this conversation.
Great.
That when Ariana says she appreciated Lala's perspective and, you know, like she was glad that whatever, I mean, that Lala did that so she could do that for Sheena. Andy tells Ariana about how Sheena told Lisa that she did everything to be a ride or die and felt like there was nothing that she could do. And it goes to a scene that was like a cut scene of all of them in the pool at James's pool. And Sheena is saying to Ariana, like, I really just want you to talk to Sandoval with me there, because from Sheena's perspective, she's trying to figure out, like, I just wanted you there. Like, am I crazy? Is he giving me lip service? Like, I wanted sort of your take on that. And Ariana says, like, that's not how no contact works. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that for him. That would only serve him. And Sheena says, well, it wouldn't be just for him, though. I think it would also kind of be for me to hear how you're feeling having a conversation with him. And Ariana says, I'm not doing that for you. So we go back to the reunion, and Sheena says she felt like she wanted to let go of the hate because it was affecting her as a mom. As a mom, she was breaking down crying in front of her kids.
As a mom.
And she needed to let go of the hate, so she wanted to have a condo to see if you thought like there was any truth to what Sandoval was saying or if she's being played. And basically, I mean, literally in that cut scene, Ariana says, I'm not doing that for you. Like, no. I'm not going to do that for you. And so that's where the part of Sheena saying, well, I'm not going to keep hating him for you. And Ariana says at the reunion, like, I don't want you to keep hating him. I don't want you to carry hate in your heart. Like, I'm not asking you to hate someone for you. I'm just creating the boundaries for me.
Yeah. Like, it's really easy to understand, but also the fact that Sheena's like, hey, can you come with me to talk to this, like, horrific ex that did horrible things to you to help me figure out if he's telling me the truth and he's making me feel better, like, about my decisions.
Go figure that shit out on your own. That's not her responsibility. It's then if you want to come to her and say, listen, I felt really nervous about this. This is what I've been dealing with. This is sort of where I've come. Like, don't ask her to help you through that. Like, call your therapist, not your friend who just got her ass kicked and heartbroken.
Yeah, and she makes a point of saying that. I'm not like the person to come to for that. We've got many resources, Sheena, as a mother.
It's always like this, mother.
And the last thing is, I'm a mother, so it's very important that that adds a little bit of gravitas to the struggle I'm going through. Again,
like, you guys were saying shit like this before you were moms.
Yes.
Like, it just has given you a really easy, like...
And you can't argue with that, because it's a really hard job, and it's, you know, obviously, like, it's a different dimension of the human experience. But again, they're really leaning in on, like...
Right. You feel how you feel because of how you feel.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
You know?
I don't have to tell you.
That's it. That's it.
Anyway, I thought that was a very important thing to throw in there.
And it makes me just hate Sheena all the more, you know? Especially, okay, so we go into the Dancing with the Stars segment, too. And how there was a leak, and that's why Ariana didn't tell Sheena. And she had to lock down all information from that point forward. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Sheena's pissed about this. But Ariana says a really nice thing. She really plays this well. She says that she doesn't trust that if she told Sheena, Sheena wouldn't be overheard because she's a public figure and under the microscope, which right. is a great Sheena-centric answer.
Especially at that time.
Yeah.
Right.
If it was a different show, do you think Sheena would have cared? You know what I mean? If it was, you know, House Flippers, like we're talking about HGTV, mm-hmm. do you think she would have been as hurt? Or she'd be like, oh, yeah, she didn't tell me. I don't care. No, yeah. it's because it's a show you thought you belonged and she didn't uh-huh. belong. So it's not getting the information. Uh-huh. It's something that she wanted.
Yes, yes.
And also, was mad that you got.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody remembers Lisa being on the show. Dude, no one brings it up. Yeah. Remember when Lisa was on for 2 episodes? No, nobody remembers that.
Also, okay. Lisa did wake up here. I know, I know. She says to Andy.
What does she know?
I don't know.
What does Nana know?
I don't know.
Katie, and then, but she was like, I don't care, whatever. I have big plans with the band. I was like, oh, honey.
That thing again.
Honey. You with the song that you're going right. to remix again and take out?
Yeah.
Are you going to do a Most Extras thing? Are you going to open for the Most? I'm like, are you trying to be like kind of corner that Tom Sandoval like good time market? Sure. Katie's rolling her eyes so hard at this point.
Oh, God, so hard.
People, I thought that was a joke when she said, guys, am I in the band? Oh, that was real?
I think it was real.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know she said it was real, but do you think they're like, oh, yeah, we're going
to... She said that many times. She's like so happy to be reconnected with music and like so energized.
And that's great, but
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but also nobody cares. Yeah. I'm so sorry. You're not very good at music. Doesn't mean you have to not do it, but we don't really care.
Yeah, and she's like, people can talk shit if they want to. And Brock's like, well, maybe you can just like stay out of the comment section and just like be a rock star, baby.
Like, yeah.
To answer your question, though, about like would she care if it wasn't that show, part of also the edited scene was she also didn't know about like the Broadway stuff. And she talks about this story about how she found out in the trailer and she was the only one that like seemed to not know. I think Sheena's Achilles heel has always been like she wants to be liked. She doesn't like not being part of something.
Oh, yeah.
So I think she just doesn't like. I think being
an outsider.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it was an extra burn because it was Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. But I think it was also like, why am I not knowing? Like, like that's hurtful. And that's her Achilles heel. It just always has been.
And it's really her big trajectory on this whole series is, like, trying to get in as an outsider.
Right.
More of that, you know?
That's why Sandoval has, like, always been our best friend.
I know.
It's because he stood up for her.
Exactly. Always. We'll never hear the end of that.
Right.
Then we get Ali Bally and Joe.
Wait, can we also talk about really quick how Andy was like, okay, but Sheena, with all due, if they called tomorrow, you would do it, so stop it.
Yeah, I would do it.
He was like, with all due.
For my 40th birthday, I'd do it.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
Continue. Sheena's little laugh. We get, again, and as you know, huge fan of Joe, huge fan of Ali. They come on. Honestly... I started not hating Joe's dress, but by the end of this, I was like, oh my God, I cannot stand this dress. Stop playing with your earring. Girl, so put much. The earring down.
Take
you're
them
a
off.
Hair, you're
Take
a
them
stylist.
Off. Take them off.
She just wants to tug at it and tug it. And I get it's like a nervous thing, and she's very emotional during this, which is also like very interesting to watch. But I'm just like, girl, this is not working. The hair, it's just like... The dress is too, it's like too big for her too, so it kind of rides. Like they all know because they've all been doing this for so long to like wear like Katie's dress is like tight. So when she's sitting, it doesn't ride up. Like they're all pretty good with that. But she's never obviously done something like this. So she has a dress that like fits her standing up. And so when she's sitting, it's like it kind of bunches and it like it's strange. And she just.
The dress represents the discomfort I feel at all times watching her.
Love it.
Like, I mean, do you see my body right now? Like, I'm just thinking about it.
You're crying in the fetal position.
It was so painful.
Mm-hmm.
This Ariana and I are crying in the fetal position together in private.
Exactly. Exactly. You're the first person to cry over Joe, maybe.
She awkwardly hugs Andy when she gets in. Can I hug you? Oh, hello.
Yeah, she says, and you know, she comes in good spirits, but then, of course, Allie comes in a very different vibe. She's very comfortable. She sits next to James. She's like there. You know, everyone's like,
Everybody loves Allie.
And nobody's happy to see Joe.
No.
And again, oh, girl, your hair, you are a stylist. Like, come on. Allie's astrology is going great. She charges $195 per hour. James is already trying to traffic her as an astrologer.
I mean, I took a birth chart class once. Oh. Maybe I can charge $195.
I think you should start doing that.
And again, we could plug when Allie was on Ghost Town. Yeah. And when we did astrology on that episode at the Chateau Marmont. Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to hear Allie doing a read, it's on Ghost Town.
You want a little preview?
Yeah. Yeah.
Although I think when I found out that she was an astrologer, I looked on her website and it was $40 a read. So she's.
I was just about to say, probably when she did that, she was $50, but I was even too high.
Yeah. I know. Now she's exploding.
Good for her.
Yeah. Good for her. Everyone's got their side hustle, you know, and I love it. Then we get into Schwartz and Joe's. We stay with Allie a little bit. We kind of go back and forth. We intro Schwartz and Joe's relationship. And God, we learn their origin story. It's so fraught.
Do we learn their origin story? Because I'm still confused.
Here's what they say, that Schwartz let Joe couch surf there for 4 days. And then she moved into her own apartment. So she was there for 4 days, which is a lie, right? Because we saw some of this last season. The problem is, we see some of this footage last season.
Who only needs 4 days to go from one place to another? I feel like you need longer.
But then 3 weeks, I don't know if that's... I assume that started at the 4 days. They started hooking up. They were drinking buddies at first.
They were hooking up the second they met. And they stopped the second they stopped. Let's be realistic here, everybody. Come on. We know we're being lied to.
Absolutely. Schwartz says Joe is best friends with Kristen Doty. Lala's kind of getting in here asking questions, though.
Lala, at this point, basically pushes Andy off stage and has taken over.
Lala's like, we're in this. What are you, Dan? And it's a very, Dan, montage interrogation almost, which I appreciate because, again, we never get, and honestly, we don't get enough in this reunion with Joe, in my opinion, too, where I'm like, I want to hear about your fallout with Doty. I want to hear about how you first got into this group. What was your first hangout? I want to hear about, they never talk about the Thanksgiving thing where she was over at Ariana's for Thanksgiving. And it's like, we get a lot to talk about. Joe says she didn't have a crush on Schwartz when he was with Katie, which, fine. Who cares if you did or not? You were in a relationship.
Also, they never answer a question. She even says, how did you two become close? And it's we sent each other a funny text message. It's still not clear. Every question, did you have a crush on him when he was married? No. Sorry. Yeah. What was I supposed to say?
Sorry. Yes? It's very the energy is wild.
It's
it's palpably off.
I'm still,
but it's kind of the best part of this thing for me.
And then Joe, this is my favorite part of this whole section with Joe, is that Joe, she's talking about, again, she moved in, she's, did this, said Kate, they were friends, whatever. Joe's like, in my own defense, it was all during COVID. And Katie goes, no, it was after COVID. And Joe goes, well, COVID is still going on.
Okay. Yeah, it's like, Katie and Tom announced their separation in March of 2022.
Right? Beyond COVID.
Katie's face is it wasn't COVID.
It was COVID.
Okay, well, but it was still going on. It was still going on. And when she says it was still going on, there's a shot of Katie with her eyes closed that I'm pretty sure just sat there for 5 minutes. I think the shot just held for 5 solid minutes. Please go back and look at it.
Should be smiling. Katie, this must make Katie feel amazing, though. This is such a shit show.
She says, I remember there were multiple friends of mine that had COVID at the time. So COVID was still a thing.
And some of them were parents. So.
Oh, as mothers.
Yes.
Joe, and then I wrote down this thing. Joe looks like a costume party version of an astrologer. Allie's a real astrologer. And Joe is the play version. It's very wild.
Yeah.
Andy asked Ariana how she knew Joe knew about Scandoval. And then Ariana, very level-headed, listed a bunch of different things and says that she still believes it.
Sorry, I just want to come back with the Lisa woke up here. When Kristen Doty was mentioned and she was having a hard time or a tough situation, Lisa goes, no, Kristen?
Yes, Kristen. Yes.
I also don't know if we've talked about how much they were bumping pee-pees.
Oh,
but Lisa did pipe in there. Boss, I'm concerned. That's a hell of a lot.
Everything's a hell of a lot to Lisa, first of all, who has sex.
Yeah.
Or jokes about having sex once a year.
Just didn't want you to miss your Lisa moments.
No, never.
There's about 10 of them.
I feed on them.
Yes.
I feed on them and they make me grow stronger. But yeah, they talk about, oh God, bumping pee-pees is just, Can we? It's like it's in the same league as Lala sucking on the baby bottle. Or yeah. It's like, come, you're not shocking anyone.
It's like you want to be taken seriously, but all the information is like a boop boop beep beep bam bam boop boop beep. It's like, what are you talking? That's when I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
and that's where he's looking like as if it's like he's not part of the conversation. Like he's looking at it happening to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. So Ariana still thinks that. You know, Joe lied about it. I think we all do. I think everyone on the right side of Andy looks so guilty during this too, because they're liars. They all know.
Yeah.
It's very funny to watch. Then Schwartz talks about how, the relationship, he doesn't call it a relationship. He calls it lightning in a bottle. He says it was a magical experience.
Mm-hmm, magical time.
Uh-huh. And Joe's like, we were dating. We were fucking twice a week. Good, Joe.
But at least that's information.
Yeah, exactly. It's like stuff that we can
hold on
with,
to,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lisa, a lot of sex. Andy asks Katie, did it seem like Schwartz was breadcrumbing Joe? Katie says yes, then Joe goes, what's breadcrumbing?
She has like a whole side. What is that?
Yeah. And she gets into like a little Wisconsin accent later as she gets more and more upset. We'll get there.
Everything, when she talks, it sounds like it's a voiceover audition.
Yeah.
If you've done voiceover auditions, that's what I feel like
it's
they
like,
are.
Wow. What? 80 calories?
Yeah, it's, yes, that's what, when she talks, it's like a voiceover audition. So maybe look into that, girl. I mean, you know, get your money.
She could do that.
Yeah,
she'd
be great at
it. Sort of like hats.
She's so busy learning what breadcrumbing that means that she misses half of Katie kind of being like.
Apologizing.
Hey, well, Blake, I felt bad for you. Yeah. Like,
and
when
she's
I
like,
saw.
When she okay, you wait. You be Katie. You say she felt bad.
She says yeah.
I feel bad.
You be Katie.
Yeah, I felt bad.
You?
And you're watching it like, what is happening?
She's grabbing her face. What did she just say?
She's like. Sure. She's like Joseph. What? Stop hitting me. And she's like, I can't believe she's. It's like,
and now this is. You know, it's bad when Nana gets so awake that she is having to spoon feed and explain to Joe what the fuck is going on right now.
Oh,
I think Katie means when she's watching the show.
Yeah. She's like, let the person who's been asleep half the time clarify with you, darling. And it's like, no, obviously Katie's talking about when she watches the show back, she feels bad for Joe.
Right.
It's really clear.
Right.
It's really, really clear.
And Nana makes sure that the new girl knows where the dining hall is. Yeah.
Exactly. Poor Joe. And then Katie goes, you've been giving her the relationship experience. And Schwartz said, it kind of felt like it was evolving into a relationship. Joe feels like she's on a different plan. She's like picking her earrings so nervously at this point. She's like, but then we do learn that they told each other that they loved each other.
But that's the lightning in the bottle. That's not relationship or real love.
No.
You know, that's boop, boop, beep, beep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's boop, beep, beep stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And even that was confusing.
Yeah.
Because even, like, they couldn't even define how.
No, they were like, we know how we thought about
you
that.
Said it the right way.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? Who?
And that's what I need. I need someone to be like, what the fuck do you mean? You know? We need someone to,
I mean, Lala said what we were all thinking, which is she looks over and says, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. At that point, yes, that was...
Yeah.
And even Al, you know, when Allie's like, this is insane.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah. Allie usually stays pretty diplomatic, but at this point, she's like, I got to take a stand here. Katie says, you were being a fuckboy. And Sandoval says, the way on the show was different than how it was. It was like, shut the fuck. Stop it. Like, you're not the one who's telling us what's different in real life and different on the show. You're not like that metric for us. You're not that guy. Joe is crying. Lala says the shit is fucked up. Schwartz says something about what made him pull away, but he doesn't say what made him pull away.
He was done having sex with her and done the relationship and now interested in moving on to someone else he found attractive.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a new people are treated as like kind of like it's the first guy.
Right.
Guy was just invented.
Asshole.
And they're trying to make it seem like it's everything else but that. It's like. Yeah, I never, you know what I mean? We were never technically official. So on paper, there's nothing to break up from.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone out there? I mean, I've been in that situation. I've been wrong for it. It's like there's no way to explain it. It's just being a bad person. Yeah, technically, am I lying? No, but that's, you know what you're doing. You're leading people on. You're giving the boyfriend experience, relationship mm-hmm. experience. But then when you decide you're done, it's just kind of like, oh, yeah, well, it was cool. I mean, you're right. It's just like, you got a boyfriend, right? You're married, right?
Oh,
he kept saying to her, it's like, you're married with
you're
six
dating,
kids, right?
You're dating, right? Yeah, yeah.
She's like, no.
She's like, no, I'm fucking a broken person. I'm picking up the pieces.
I mean, I don't know if she's really that broken as much as she's like, I'm going to ride being broken and suck out whatever I can.
Yeah.
The extended version went a little bit deeper where Katie's like, I don't need to watch. I don't like need to have been there to know. Like I'm looking at someone who's saying one thing. Sheena pipes in and says, we know from talking to people. Yeah. We know from talking to her. She thought you were dating. You were like, no, she's not my girlfriend.
Yeah.
So they go into all of that and then kind of says, well, we were more than friends. I just didn't see it. Oh God, I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it. It's like, you just weren't that into her. Yeah. We know what
we
this looks
it.
Like.
It's a tale it's as n- old as time.
It's not that serious, dude.
Yeah, truly. Like,
you just
and she's
weren't
upset because she had feelings for you and you let her.
And thought that you would come around.
Yeah.
And
also, Joe, didn't you die? Didn't you die 6 months ago? There's no way we could continue a relationship. You died, right? I went to your funeral. I mean, he just says things that like never happened. She's like, no.
Yeah. But then Schwartz talks about his new girlfriend.
And he said she was hot. I mean,
she was like Her hotness is the least attractive thing. I've got it right here. She's ridiculously good looking.
See,
that's the least favorite thing about her. She's hilarious, smart, has a great career. But anyways, that's disrespectful to Joe to keep talking about. First of all, a puddle on the ground. Joe's
that
like,
is like,
oh my God.
That's sketch level comedy. Like, that's like what you'd put in a sketch. Like, that kind of thing.
And she's about 10 years younger than Joe.
And it's to start with how hot so is. We're very kind of juvenile, especially when they're kind of young.
Yeah.
And it's like to start off with it, it's for other people to say that almost, unless you're asked the question.
Yeah.
Oh, do you find the girl you're dating attractive? Yes, I do.
Yeah.
But to start off, it's like, yeah, she's super hot. Also, some other, I guess, things, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. But that's not nice to Joe.
Yeah, exactly.
But also, like, she's ridiculously attractive. But that's not. That's only what you opened
with.
Yeah,
led with.
But
it.
It's not the most important. Mm-hmm. Shut. Stop! You stop it right now.
Exactly.
Also, guys, why are you doing this to Joe?
Yeah. Joe's out there.
You guys are the worst. Like, why would you make Joe go through this right now?
Yes. Do you want me to say I'll keep talking about how hot she is if it'll help? But it's not going to help Joe at all.
I'll go in the back and sleep with her right now. Yeah, that's going to help the show.
I'll be hot mic'd. But I don't know how this is helping Joe. But I'll do it.
Exactly. Let's have some cringy TikToks just to really seal the deal. You know. Oh my God, Joe is and everyone collectively laughs that he's finally interested in quote unquote respecting Joe too.
Right.
Everyone's like, Jesus Christ. Andy asks Katie about the aggressive stuff she says about Joe. And this is really unfair too, where it's like, Katie's anger is like pretty understandable. Like it's pretty fucked up. But like all of a sudden everyone's like, you said mean things to Joe too. And even though, again, Schwartz has had his moment, but it's not like that bad. And Katie's explaining her side. Joe is crying. Schwartz is saying, Joseph.
Lisa. Joe.
Long bleep.
Also, in this world, the person that you had a relationship with that kind of did you dirty, and the next person they had a somewhat serious relationship, you have to love. Everyone does, right?
Yeah.
In the world, right?
And
you have to live with them, be friends with them, and loan them money and stuff like
it's
that.
A mandate.
And you can't talk crap about them.
No.
This is the first time it's happened.
No.
Is Katie the first person to do that?
This is the first time it's
happened. And like, why do I have to be right out of the gate?
Well, it's kind of like, I mean, Ariana can be pissed at Sandoval and, you know, Katie can be pissed at Schwartz and by extension, Joe.
No.
You know, like.
There's one reason why they can't.
No, not
parents.
No kids.
No parents.
No kids.
Can't be mad.
God damn it.
Yeah.
All right, have a kid.
You have to give them no interest loans, I guess.
You have to go for it. You have to support them in every way. Okay. Andy asked Joe if she's dating anyone. Joe responds, you know Aaron Rodgers? I'll date him.
Honestly, that was the part. Now we're at the part.
Girl, stop.
It was the part where any kind of Joe support went right out the. Why are you picking the worst? To me, no offense if you love Aaron Rodgers. Did you have that in your pocket, girl?
She said that before. She said that on Raquel's Rachel Goes Rogue.
So this is even worse.
It's like, you're not doing yourself any favor. No. And then she says, John Mayer.
Yeah.
I was like, you got to go. It's time for you to go. And
they didn't
really
get into what the deal with him
is. She's also from Wisconsin. He's a Packer. So.
I mean, Andy's like, he's a
huge conspiracy theorist.
He's a little cray cray.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Andy says that.
And tons of bad takes.
Yeah.
He's on that side of things.
Yes. So
she's like,
Joe,
what about Steve Bannon? What's his deal? Is he single? What's going on with him?
What about his corpse?
Yeah, I know. Drake's corpse out here.
Whatever. Gentlemen. But then she says, John Mayer, everyone like eye rolls yet again. And she goes, been there, done that. Wow.
Like, we'll do it again.
And so this makes Schwartz look amazing.
Yeah, it really
does. Schwartz looks like the best guy.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone that I was with, I can't stand Joe. It's so painful. I mean, I do understand that, like, you know, you want some pain. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, sometimes it hurts so good.
Yeah.
It was very uncomfortable. Yeah, it was very uncomfortable. It's true. And it's like,
dress is riding up.
I mean, listen, the crackhead energy is, yeah.
It's on par with. It's
wrong.
On par with.
It's on par with.
It's
yeah.
on par with.
Let's Your really Honor, the words.
My
yeah.
client said on par with.
Exactly. Did not call her a crackhead. Unfortunately, we go to James and Allie. It's kind of boring. They talk about like the Burbank. I'm so over the planes.
God. It was funny though when he says, "Oh, we know
it's our scene
on
yeah. the plane." Yeah,
because he really doesn't say. I mean, I think they're just kind of also above it in their own way. You
yeah,
know what I mean, I think they're sitting above what's happening and just happy with.
Yeah, they're happy. They seem happy. They also, the extended edition asked about all the plants that Tom has brought in. Are they alive?
I'm glad I didn't watch the extended now. I can't talk any more about Schwartz's fucking
plants. It was very quick, but they were like, all the plants that he continued to bring you, are they alive? And they're like, some of them. Yeah.
It's like nobody asked for that. So they talk about James and Allie. Apparently the cats are getting along with Hippie. Mm-hmm. Hippie is a cursed dog, but he is thriving. We learn that, you know, how James felt when Rachel said that the dog behavior was a result of James and how he treated him as a puppy. We get a little puppy. Oh, okay. So the explanation for Graham/Hippie's aggression is because the breeder sent him on a plane in a crate that was a negative, that negatively impact as it might many animals, you know, it's like a traumatic experience.
If you're
experience.
A new owner in that situation, you might not be prepared to handle that immediately.
Right.
So I think that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it makes sense too. And I'm like, you know, like who the fuck knows, you know, but again, to the credit of the editors, they cut it together in a way where I'm like, this dog does seem whatever series of dogs are Graham, like they do seem to like James, you know, they're, I mean, maybe that's because they're a dog, but I was like, all right, maybe Raquel is wrong. I don't know.
Lisa talks here. I'm not going to say it because I just don't care that much about the dog. I mean, like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad they're reunited and I love dogs. I'm glad they're happy, but
exactly.
this is not why I'm tuning in.
No, this is not why anyone's tuning in.
Rebecca, you're a dog parent, so you can say whatever you want.
I'm a mom.
Yeah, you're a dog mom.
As a mother.
I too am a mother to two large dogs.
Yeah,
and I am a cat father.
You're a cat father.
And we are offended and hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's the
by
only
things said here unrelated to our pets.
Exactly. This is a serious thing and we will and you have to do whatever we say. Sorry.
Yeah.
James talks about he'd wait for Allie forever because she's not ready for marriage still or children and all of that. Again, very boring. Sobriety, we talk about, also boring. Again, a great thing. I'm so proud that Lala has been 5.5 years sober. So proud that James has been almost a year sober. We learn about Allie left James for 2 days because they fought about his drinking. And
then Joe... Joe did not know that.
Ooh, I didn't know that. Yeah, she chimes in with things. It's like, how would you know? Like, how would you know? Like, it's just like you're just chiming in as if kind of like, it's like
you're not on the cast.
Yeah, you didn't come to a lot of these scenes.
Just sit with Nana and be quiet.
Exactly. They're just like, figure out the thing with that earring that's driving you so crazy. Allie says that if James drinks, she will leave, which is like, and it was kind of like a pause with everyone because I think everyone's thinking like when he starts drinking. I think everyone is unsure about the fate of that.
Right.
But it's also unfair to ask that. Like, tell me exactly what you would do when you have one shot. You have, like, and this is what you have to stick by. And there's, I feel like there's some nuance. You know, that might be her hard line too, but there also might be a little bit of nuance. Mm-hmm. You know, could he have a sip of champagne and nothing ever happened and she not leave him? Maybe.
Maybe,
you know?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
So I think it was a little unfair to kind of put her on that spot. Like, mm-hmm. you know, make a decision.
Exactly. Well, same thing with like the marriage thing. It's like, how do you feel now about it? She's like, I don't know. I'm in my 20s.
Well, you're mic'd and we're going to use this.
Exactly. Like, she's like, okay. but before they truck Joe and Allie off, Joe wanted to say one last thing. And it's at a great time with all these people. except for Katie, I'm just going to go home and cry, and it's fine.
And like, Andy was like,
Andy's face.
You know what's funny? One part is where she's like, I was ganged up on, but it was just Katie. Yeah. That's not a gang.
No,
it's one human.
One person bullying you. One person who's sitting mostly quiet in the corner.
She's like, I can't believe the newly ex-wife of the guy I'm having sex with is ganging up on me.
So rude.
Yeah.
I deserve 1,000 apologies.
It's such a strange thing.
But this is also a girl that sent her a text being like, I'm here for you.
She's like, Bieber loves you. I love you. Yeah. I'm ride or die for you, girl.
And then you're confused why she's like, well, fuck you for doing. Like,
yeah.
There is some short circuiting happening.
Yeah.
I mean, she also didn't know what breadcrumbs meant.
She did not know what that meant. And she's on her second dog GoFundMe. I mean, like, lots going on.
So much. There's so much.
We talked about the dog GoFundMes in the last episode. If you want to catch up on the dog GoFundMe stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
you
can't wait.
You guys need to do a whole separate issue that just is, like, breaking down
who
is Joe.
Oh, we need, like, a six-part investigation on her past.
Yes.
We're going to FOIA some documents. Mm-hmm. We're going to get, like...
Oh, your producers in New York, your wheels are spinning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Structure this episode. Yeah. Really get into Joe's secret life. Oh, my God. So she gets trucked out.
You know, she says, I love film with all of you. She seems like she's been in like a trauma spiral.
Yeah, I know.
Everything seems like it was against her will. She's like, this is, other than that, it's been great.
It's been lovely. Thanks. Aaron Rodgers, call me. And I'm like, get off the stage.
No, she's making her last play to get back on that show.
Walk across the flat earth and come say hi to me.
Unfortunately, that's like my highest point is when a long cane comes and drags Joe across the stage, because now they talk about their favorite cast member, not Summer Moon, Anne. And again,
when that Summer Moon part, I was like, my head
exploded.
It was like cringeworthy.
Yeah.
And he was like, what?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Summer Moon.
I know. It's like no one was going to say Summer Moon.
I was like, are you product placing
your kid? Yeah. Remember when you mascaraed your own child's eyeballs? You talk about Anne and. Again,
which we had, if you want, there's an episode interview with Anne. She has a lot of insight. If you want to listen to it, let's do it from us.
Mm-hmm, exactly. From our perspective,
I'm name dropping our own episode.
Oh, nice work. Yeah. Really? You're Summer Mooning hard over there. Exactly. So, they talk about, again, this is kind of boring because we all know this. It's like, oh, Sandoval was hurt when Anne wanted to go and work for Ariana. Yeah, no shit, you know?
Like, and that makes sense. It'd be weird if he wasn't somewhat hurt. I mean, I don't know.
Uh-huh. He also gets really offended. Like, first of all, she didn't clean up my laundry. She never touched dirty laundry.
And everyone's like, you're scum. Yeah. And she's like, but my laundry. And
another chance for you to be cool, to be like, you know what? She was amazing. I was sad to lose her. Ariana got something else. You can make a joke about it. But why do you have to make it seem like she bad?
Yeah.
Me good.
No, always.
She did it on camera. Oh, I'm sorry. So now we don't want doing things on camera. Because I'm really having trouble keeping track of like what you want on camera and
it's
not.
It's interesting when it serves you.
Right. Lisa also pipes up here. Did you know Ariana? That's it. The full extent of her sound
voice.
Yeah.
I know.
Lisa can just be like Siri. At this point. But it's interesting, Sandoval did fire her off camera, you know, for someone who, again, is authentic.
Or maybe he dragged the cameras and the guys were like, come on, man.
Yeah, they're like, let her go. Yeah. That's true. I don't know. But I don't know if they'd be like, cameras off. This is too hard.
Yeah. That's like, even we have our limits.
Yeah, I don't know about that. And they talk about Tom and Ariana's pets. Tom went into Ariana's room and let Maya, the dog, in to eat the disgusting chicken skewers that were bedside.
Right.
Bedside
as
skewers.
One does.
Yeah, exactly. And he's not even like, if it was me, I'm sorry, I love this dog. Like, for someone who's making an argument that this is also his pet, he could have been like, I'm sorry, you know, like, holy shit, how, what a scary thing, fuck, I thought back on it, I felt horrible about it. Instead, he's like, well, it was me or Anne, I don't know,
yeah,
God.
He continues to double down on that instead of like, yeah, I could have handled that better. That's all you have to say.
Another opportunity to be like an animal lover.
Yeah, exactly. For someone who's really like, again, trying to be like,
he doesn't care. I mean, he doesn't.
No,
care.
He doesn't care at all.
He doesn't. He cares about being like, well, I just I get no say. He's just. Yeah. It's just a chance to be a victim. It has nothing to do with the dog.
Absolutely. And then Ariana said she should have been told that someone was going into her room. That was the only area she has. It's like, again, girl, you should have moved out a long time ago. But okay.
But also fair. I know people are like, look, the chicken skewers are her fault, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'll treat. Even Andy's like, that's kind of disgusting. She's like, great, but it's my room. So they had something set up. She had the expectation that when my door is closed, that place stays sacredly mine. It is a fair expectation that it's like, if you need to get in, just like if you have an apartment she and your landlord needs to get in, like, I'm going to need to get in.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all she's saying.
Yeah. But again, we're giving Tom Sandoval way too much credit that he would follow any kind of normal, reasonable protocol.
Right.
So they talk about pet custody, and it's like everyone is on the same page. There's no conflict in this because everyone knows that these are Ariana's animals.
Right.
I don't know why, again, where it's
there's
like,
not even a custody dispute, really.
Yeah. Everyone's like, no, this guy, do you want to give the pets to this guy? I don't think so.
I don't even think he's trying to make a fight for it.
Mm-hmm. James calls out Tom for rolling his eyes while Ariana talks. Said that you were fine when Raquel took Graham from me and became a secret new daddy. James lays into Tom, and I'm like, good, because this was kind of a lull. You know, it's like we know we're getting towards the end of part two. We need James to like lose his shit on someone.
And I care. You know what I mean? If you care about your pets or you're a pet lover, you should be fired up.
Yeah,
you should be just as fired up as anyone else about anything. As far as I'm concerned, I'm glad that he was, and he could just see that Tom was like flipping. He's like, you don't. It's like a nothing to you. It's like a dog you'd see on the street. Like, and you have him much as affection for.
You became his new secret daddy.
Yeah.
He's getting your dick wet for 7 months, daddy. Daddy boy.
I mean, he did go pretty hard.
He went hard
out of nowhere.
We did it. We did that energy because we were talking about these things, and it's like, great, Anne and pets.
It was like old James' pet. Back.
Yeah, I was like, come
I'm
on,
I'm galloping
troll.
So far ahead of you, bruv.
I
can't even see you in the distance. You're in the swamp, bruv.
Yes. It was giving Stassi's return, and he was crawling across the I was like, thank God, thank God. And then Tom Sandoval goes, I'm keeping my mouth shut about things I've heard. And I was like, please don't. Can you tell me what you heard?
It's interesting that it's his first thing, like, oh, you said something about these, I got dirt on you. Mm-hmm. And it's like, does he, maybe.
Let's hear it.
Yeah,
I mean,
like, you know, is James maybe been a bad boy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is he a bad guy? No, but has he been a bad boy?
I want to find out. And then the last few minutes are kind of teasing part three, which will be a lot of tears.
After they tell each other to eat a dick.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's true. They do tell each other to eat a dick.
Yeah.
And that is a satisfying part for me to end on. But let's end on that, I guess.
But make sure to subscribe if you haven't subscribed to the show. Leave a rate and review wherever you're listening.
Yes, please do.
You know,
Ariel, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Such a delight.
This was the highlight of my year.
Ugh.
Truly.
Ugh.
We'll see you for part three.
Part three in one short week, darlings. This one's
experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.